Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacha Desataline Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This whole area that we have visited so far today is Gokul. Gokul is the area in Vrindavan where Krishna performed his childhood pastimes. The earliest part of his childhood pastimes. Very near to here is the temple of Nanda Maharaj, where Nanda and Jasoda and Krishna lived up on a hill. We are deliberately not going there because the persons who look after the place are many times more aggressive than the previous place. They're notoriously ruthless. So, we're not going there. But it's very close by. And the pastime that Krishna performed in this place is the pastime where Mother Jasoda was looking inside Krishna's mouth to see if he had eaten dirt. That pastime was performed here. There's a nice altar to, well, in that direction, to my left or to your right. Small altar where the deity of Krishna is there, and you'll see on either side of the altar the depiction of a lila in a painting. On one side, you'll see the cowherd boys. And they're all with their arms outstretched like this, pointing. Mother Jasoda, Krishna's eaten dirt. When Mother Jasoda hears that her little boy has eaten dirt, imagine, mothers, if you heard your son has eaten dirt. But what did Krishna say? Mother Jasoda, I wouldn't eat dirt. They're lying. They're just jealous of me. I haven't eaten dirt. And so what did Mother Jasoda think? The boys are saying Krishna's eaten dirt, and she knows that Krishna's mischievous. Maybe he's eaten dirt. All right, if you haven't eaten dirt, then let me look inside your mouth. And when Mother Jasoda looked inside Krishna's mouth, she saw far more than dirt. She saw all the planetary systems within Krishna's mouth, and all the mountains and rivers and oceans and all the species of life, all the stars, all the moons, all the luminaries in the sky, all varieties of existence she saw inside Krishna's mouth. She even saw herself, Mother Yasoda, looking inside Krishna's mouth, inside Krishna's mouth. And just like another place we're going to visit shortly, the Damodar Lila, no surprise, because the entire cosmic manifestation is within Krishna. Why Mother Yasoda was unable to bind Krishna with rope around his waist, because within his abdomen, the entire cosmic manifestation is situated. What rope is big enough to go around the entire cosmic manifestation, however big, however many pieces of rope you put together? So she showed Krishna. Krishna showed Mother Yasoda the entire cosmic manifestation. And Mother Yasoda thought, I better go lie down and take rest. I'm seeing things. Something's wrong. Because of the deep affection of Mother Yasoda, she cannot possibly, it's not possible for her to see Krishna as the personality of Godhead, who he is. Because that would so much interfere with her love as a mother for her child. Imagine mothers or fathers seeing the child that I have is not my child at all. It's she or he is the supreme. Mother Yasoda can't think like that. So even from time to time, Krishna shows his divinity. We were discussing at Ravel the fact that Sri Brahma Samhita mentions that Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Namni Nija Damni Tale Chatasya, Goloka Dham is the topmost realm. In that topmost realm, all of the opulences of the Personality of Godhead are present. All of the opulences of the Personality of Godhead are present. And Krishna, from time to time, he manifests those opulences. So, beyond a doubt, he's the Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan. What's the meaning of Bhagavan? He who possesses all bhagas, all opulences. And those opulences, Parashara Muni teaches us, in number there are six, and then subdivisions of them are unlimited. But all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation. He has all opulences in unlimited degree. All beauty, all fame. Not some fame, or some strength, or some beauty. All of those opulences in their fullness rest within Krishna. Or, he who has those opulences in full, he is Bhagavan. Krishna showed his all opulent feature. But the very special nature of Vrindavan is that even stronger than his opulent feature, his Aishwarya feature, is his intimacy of loving dealings, loving exchanges with his devotees, his Madhurya feature. Madhurya feature is so strong, it eclipses, or it covers Krishna's opulences. Such that the residents in Vrindavan can see Krishna's opulences, but not see Krishna's opulences. There's some other way that they see those opulences. In this Leela, Mother Yasoda thought, I better lie down and rest. I'm seeing things. I'm hallucinating. I must be some illness. Because it's not possible for Mother Yasoda to see Krishna. It is the fullness of his opulent feature Now we'll go outside Vrindavan for a moment. And we'll go to Mathura. In Mathura, Mother Devaki and Vasudev, they have already seen Krishna's opulence. From the first when Krishna was born. And he told them, I'm showing you my form as Lord Narayan so that you will know your little child is the personality of Godhead. There will be no mistake. They prayed to him to assume a childlike form, so he did. Then when he came back at 12 years of age, they saw that Krishna not only killed Chanura and Balaram killed Mushtika, but there were four brothers and they were also killed. And then Krishna, he knocked out, he killed Kamsa with his fist, 12-year-old boy. The scourge of the whole universe. Kamsa, terrible Kamsa. So powerful that he subdued the most powerful of kings by his physical force. Do you know how strong Kamsa was? Do you know how Kamsa had Kuvalyapida in his entourage of kingly opulences? Do you know that story? I'll describe. It's in Garga Samhita. One time, Jarasandha, king of Magadha, was on tour. And he was capturing wild animals. And one of the wild animals that he captured was Kuvalyapida. He was as big as 10 elephants. Huge, powerful elephant. King of elephants. And he captured him. And he put Kuvalyapida in a place by the river Jamuna and put a stake in the ground and to hold him from his neck and hold him from his feet so that he couldn't go anywhere. But Kuvalyapida broke away. He pulled out the stakes and dragged the metal chains and went running away from Jarasandha. And he went heading in the direction where Kamsa was. Kamsa was also on tour of conquering other kings. Kamsa's program was he would defeat the entire king's army and hold the king with his full strength forced against him, saying, you have two choices. Either you surrender and assist me in my kingdom, or I'll kill you. Which is your choice? Garga Samhita has lengthy description of how Kamsa did this again and again and again. So he was on tour. And in comes Kuvalyapida, running from Jarasandha's army. Kamsa picked up Kuvalyapida, punched him many times, knocked him to the ground, and took him by one of his legs and whirled him around and around and threw him through the air some miles, and landed, boom, right in Jarasandha's camp. Jarasandha thought, wow, he's good. Whoever this was. So he went to find out who was it that took a Kuvalyapida like a piece of cotton and twirled him around and tossed him miles flying through the air. When he found out it was Kamsa, he honored Kamsa and said, I will give to you Kuvalyapida, and not only that, I'll give to you my two daughters to marry. So Kamsa married two queens, both of whom were daughters of Jarasandha. When Krishna killed Jarasandha, when Krishna killed Kamsa, the two queens went running to their Father,
Daddy, Daddy, our husband's been killed, and it was Krishna.
Jarasandha took a vow. I take a vow. I will personally take revenge. I will destroy this little speck, this little insect who has killed your husband. I take this vow before you. Rest assured, he'll be dead. That's how the enmity between Jarasandha and Krishna began. Kamsa was so powerful. But Krishna, just with his little 12-year-old fist, pow! Finished him. Dead. Not just like, dead. And all the persons who were so terrified of Kamsa, Krishna, just to prove that he was dead, he grabbed him by his long hair and dragged him across the ground in front of the whole wrestling arena, so they knew that Kamsa was dead. And everyone was so happy. The wicked king is gone. Krishna has killed Kamsa. Then Kamsa requested the audience of his mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, because they had not seen him for 12 years, but he had not seen them for 12 years. Because remember, the very night that he was born, first night, those of you that are mothers and fathers, consider, beyond seeing him that first night, they never saw their son for 12 years. And then their son came before them. And when they saw Krishna, this is described by Shukadeva Goswami, they saw the personality of Godhead, he who has killed this wicked Kamsa. And Krishna was wanting their embrace. But they were overwhelmed with their appreciation for Krishna's opulence. So they couldn't extend their arms to offer Krishna embrace. Shukadeva Goswami says, then Krishna covered them with his yogamaya potency. And because of the yogamaya potency, they forgot that he was the personality of Godhead, and they embraced him. And they embraced Balaram, and both Krishna and Balaram were very happy, because as the devotee enjoys Vatsalya Rasa, Krishna enjoys Vatsalya Rasa, or it's the other way around. Raso Vai Saha. Krishna, the personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, is Rasa. And our experience is the experience of Krishna in the name of Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa. We're experiencing our relationship with Krishna, who's the totality, the reservoir of all rasa. So when Mother Jasoda looked inside Krishna's mouth and saw every part of existence, I mean, even what to speak of where she saw it, in his mouth, imagine seeing everything that exists in all directions in one moment, in one place. It's like the universal form seen by Arjuna. How did Arjuna like it? Oh, take that away. Oh, Krishna, take that away. Mother Jasoda couldn't even do that. Her affection was so strong. She felt, I'm seeing things. I must not be well. I better lie down. So that very pastime took place in the very place we're now seated. Krishna's reciprocation with Mother Jasoda. And maybe some of you have seen Your Ever Well Wisher. It's a documentary of Srila Prabhupada's life. And one of those little clips is Srila Prabhupada entering into the river Jamuna. It's right here. Here's the situation. Prabhupada was not well. He was, in fact, very ill. But he wanted to bring the devotees, just as I've wanted to bring all of you, to the places of Krishna's pastimes. So one of the places, he brought his young, strong American leading devotees, was Brahmandagat. And he sat on the steps as the devotees were going down the steps into the river Jamuna and taking their bath in the river Jamuna. And as Prabhupada was watching the devotees enjoying the purifying experience of taking bath in the river Jamuna, much to everyone's surprise, even he was very sick, suddenly he stood up and he took off his kurta and he put his gamsha on and he went right into the water, right up to his waist, and then dunked his head, if you saw the video, and immersed himself in the river Jamuna and looked around at all the devotees who were so happy to see Srila Prabhupada, so enlivened by their becoming purified by contact with the river Jamuna that he did himself. The loving footprints of Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys and their cows have been through the same tract of land that we're presently walking. Krishna has placed his lotus feet here and performed pastimes of loving dealing with his devotees. We're going to another place later on where we'll have lunch, but where Mother Jasoda then, after this Leela, she went to have the ill effect of her illness taken away. A very, very nice place also. Much free from all the commercialism here. We're not going to be this particular yatra. We're not going to be on this side of the river Jamuna again. So, while here, bring your thoughts to the childhood, the very sweet and innocent childhood pastimes of Krishna. We'll describe some more in a short while. Shri Krishna Balarama ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.